Welcome back. Come along as we dig into God's Word and search for truth, understanding, and a closer relationship with Him. This is Steve, and you're listening to the Dig Bible Podcast Corner. Welcome back to the Dig Bible Podcast Corner, everybody. I hope that you guys are having a wonderful Thanksgiving. The majority of the Christian sect of our country has taken it as a time to thank God for everything that He's given to us. Now, you know, it's for me, I try to take it as a time of reflection. Think about all the things that God's done for me. All the things that He's given me, all the things that I don't deserve. I don't deserve anything I have. But God sees fit for us to have even the things that sometimes we take for granted, you know, the chair you're sitting in, the house you're in right now, the family that you have or have had, the things that you've been through in your life. Yeah, even the tough things. We need to be thankful for. We really should treat every day like that. We should always be thanking God. It's funny how in prayer, most of the time, the majority of us go to prayer, and I'm guilty as well. I'm not saying anybody else. I'm guilty as well. We go and pray to God when we need something, when things are hard, when we're struggling. How often do we pray when everything's going your way? How often do we pray when we see how blessed we are? Do we sit back and say, thank you, God, for this perfect day? Thank you, God, for helping me pay my bills this month. Thank you, God, for all these different things that are just such a blessing. A lot of times we don't. When things are good, we're in our own world. We kind of put God in the back seat. But that's not how we should live. That's not how we should pray. That's not how we should focus. God should always be our focus. We should always be giving thanks for everything He's given us. Because those good days are because of what He's done. It's a gift to us. And being thankful for the hard things. There's a verse, Romans 5, 3 through 4. Says we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance, and endurance helps develop strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. So even in the very hard things, all it does is bring us closer to God. And the closer we are to God, the more thankful we should be that we have such a loving, wonderful Savior that would send His Son to die for us, that we could be in heaven with Him. Everything else is so menial in regard to that. I think of things that have been really rough in my life, and I sit there and, would I take that back? Would I change that? No, God's used some of the worst things in my life to get me to a point where I'm in this seat right now, talking right now. I'm thankful for the hard things I've been through because I've been able to relate to other people that are going through those hard things as well. I thank God for everything, and it's something we need to remember. I use that analogy sometimes about the rope. You hear that, there's 100-foot of rope. I saw a preacher use this one time, and I brought it up before, but the first 2 inches of the rope have red tape around it, and the rest of the rope's about 100-foot long, goes off the stage. And he says, those 2 inches of rope that are wrapped in red, that is your life here on earth. The rest of this rope is eternity in heaven. Now, what are we worried about? We're worried about that first 2 inches of red, and we're taking totally for granted all the rest of this rope that goes on forever and ever. We need to focus on salvation, that gift that God has given us. Oh my gosh, that's such a gift. That is what we have to be thankful for. And when you have the world's best gift, why would you not want to share that with everybody? That is such a gift. Share that with everybody so that they can be just as thankful even in the bad times. Even when things are down, even when you don't think you can go on, you can celebrate in the fact that God has you in his hands and you're going to spend eternity with him. That is unbelievable. The Bible talks about giving thanks to God over and over and over again, but Psalm 136 is such a good example. But it's unknown for sure who wrote it, but most people believe David did. But throughout the psalm, over and over again, it'll say, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever." Over and over again. Give thanks to the Lord of Lords. Give thanks to him who does almighty miracles. Give thanks to him who made the heavens so skillfully. Give thanks to him who placed the earth among the waters. Give thanks to him who made the heavenly lights. Give thanks to him who parted the Red Sea. His faithfulness endures forever. Tonight, before we sat down to dinner, and our pastor talked about this last Sunday, which is where I'm pulling this from. But before we sat down for dinner, we had each of the kids and my wife and myself all write down what we're thankful for. Now we have these on little cards, different things that we're thankful for, and then we read them around the dinner table. And I was kind of surprised to hear some of the things my kids and my wife said. And it's really powerful to see how God works in everybody's life, because the things that they're thankful for, you know, they come from him. But you see the way that God works on people when we see all the things he's put in our life, all the things that we are to be thankful for. But now we have those cards and we can put those up. You can put them on the fridge, on a cork board, wherever you have a place. Keep them in your wallet when you're having a bad day, when you're struggling. Every morning, get up and look at those cards. Look at the things that you've said you're thankful for, and don't forget it. Remember that God is with you in the good and the bad. He will make something great out of whatever you've been through. Be thankful for the struggles. Remember that Romans 5:3-4. We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. God loves you so much. Everything you have, it's a gift from him. All the good days, all the bad days. Remember, we need to be grateful for everything. God will take some of those awful things and turn them into something amazing. He'll work miracles in those things. We don't always get to see him. But I look forward to the time we get to heaven and God's like, "Look, these are seeds you planted. These are things you did. This is what you went through, and this is how you help somebody later on with that tough thing that you went through." I can't wait for that. I'm so excited. But in the meantime, I challenge you. Make a list of the things you're grateful for. Put it on the fridge. Carry it in your wallet or purse. Take it wherever you go. Put it up at work. Wherever you're struggling, always look to those things that you're grateful for. Always focus back on those. Our life and everything around us is such a gift from God. His creation, everything that you own, everything that you are, the people in your life, your family, everything is a gift from God. We need to be thankful. And keep on digging, everybody.